Hello, and thanks for joining us. And today we're going to talk about the coronavirus and the impact that it has on Latin America and the world in general. With us is Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Thank you. You visited many places in Latin America, and every place is very unique. It has its own unique circumstances, and in relation to the coronavirus, there are about 10 different countries to which the virus has already spread, and about 100 people are already infected, much less than in other places. How does the wisdom of Kabbalah explain this lack of proportion that the virus is infecting areas like Europe and Asia much more than it affects Latin America, for example? What does it mean? We can't compare the intensity of the ego of an Asian person and a South American person. Today, the biggest ego isn't in Europe and not even in the United States, but in Asia. China, Japan, South Korea, Singapore. This entire area is very egoistic. They have constant ongoing struggles there. They're running around to produce different things and sell and again produce and again sell. Today, it's the factory of the entire world, just to produce and sell, and there's great competition there and the stock markets and everything, and therefore, there's no wonder that this is where this disease, the coronavirus, is spreading from. Whereas South America, even though that it is also developing, but at a much slower pace, people's ego is erupting, but much less than in Europe, and far less than in Asia, and therefore, even though that these diseases spread there, but in a much calmer way. This is something that a person can ask in the case of China, where most of the cases are. But the country that's in second place in terms of the number of people that are affected is Italy. Why is it so that a country is so aggressively attacked, like we see in the case of Italy, where we have millions of people that can't leave home? The situation is simply unbearable. Of course, Italy is a part of Europe, and the same laws apply there, and you have the same ego as in Europe, and they're even more bustling in this regard. But the problem in Italy is that by character, they have this kind of indifference. They didn't really pay attention to this virus, and they didn't stop it in time, and therefore they allowed it to spread freely as if it does not exist. And then this virus spread virally, especially in the north of Italy, where the most egoistic place is. That's most internationally connected and so on. We know that North Italy is a place where you have lots of industry and international ties and expos and so on. And this is why it happened this way. So on the one hand, it's Northern Italy because it's a very egoistic part. And on the other hand, that the Italian government paid no attention to it and said, let's behave as if it's not happening. They didn't catch it in time. We have to understand that this virus, and in general, all human problems. There are two attitudes towards this. There's the corporeal aspect, where we come with all of our medical means, and then we produce some kind of antidote for the virus and so on. And on the other hand, that we understand that this virus is not only influencing us on the corporeal level, on the animate level, but also on the speaking level, that it's there, that it came in order to break the egoistic connection between us that we had before, in order to show us that we have to build a new kind of connection, to raise us to a new level of mutual consideration, of connection. So, if we're doing something good, then it's preferable to do it on both levels, both in terms of medicine and also in terms of dealing with our ego, treating our ego. And there, neither was treated, and therefore this is the outbreak that we see. I hope that in Israel we will actually be able to show that the correct attitude eventually, we don't see it yet, but that eventually, if we will relate to it correctly, meaning that if we will cause the Israeli society to be more correctly connected between themselves, on the one hand, this is on the human level, and to treat things medically like in any other place in the world, then we will be able to be good, to get this blow actually in order to advance. In this regard, maybe then Israel can realize its role of being light onto the nations. Correct. Because within the nation of Israel, which is not a nation, it's a group that in the past were part of the different nations that inhabited ancient Babylon. There were different nations there. So there was a group that disconnected from there and said that even though that we're all different, we want to exist together. And therefore, our goal is to reach love another as yourself, for all of us to be as one. And this is how they have advanced. And of course, it's a long time now that we no longer see in that group, which is the current nation of Israel, that we don't see in them these exalted states and goals. But still, in that group exists that goal, that purpose. And the people that understand this destiny are called Kabbalists. And we, the Kabbalists, are calling out to, first of all, the people of Israel, and then to the rest of the world, let's connect. Let's create a connection between us, because all the blows and problems that we see are pushing us. They're pushing us. And if this is something that we will approach consciously with the right understanding, then they'll cease to be problems and blows, but we'll see them as something that's helping us to advance toward the good. The world is expecting some kind of vaccine remedy for the coronavirus. And it is known that Israeli scientists are working on developing this. And let's say that this is on the corporeal level, creating some kind of vaccine against the corona. Here you're talking about another realm, a spiritual upper realm, where Israel can be an example. What has to happen in Israel so that it will become what it is supposed to be in the case of the coronavirus? I already said this many times. I explained this. I tried to explain as much as I could that all the blows that we're experiencing in this world that are on the levels of the still, the vegetative, the animate, or people, or society, our attitude towards nature in general, that all of these problems, blows, calamities, they all in all come in order to show us how the connection between us, the interconnection between us is incorrect, is wrong, that we have to return to a state where we are as one man, one system, where all of us are connected. And everything that we're experiencing and go through in life, it's all in all the demonstration of the forces that are pushing us toward connection. All in all, that's it. In every given moment, in our entire life, in whatever state we are in society, at home, at work, a person with himself, with his family, it's all in order for us to understand that we have to be connected with one another, with an open heart, in a good and nice way. All in all, to reach a state that even though that we're divided into many bodies, men, women, and there are billions of different men and billions of different women and so on, still we have to reach such a network of communication where as though we're parts of one system, that all of us together ensure that our system will work in the best possible balanced way. And if we will be able to advance toward that, then we will feel how nature is treating us favorably, in a friendly way. Why is it taking us through separation first, isolation, in order for us to understand how we're supposed to be and for us to want to be together? Because as it says, that the light shines from the darkness, that first of all we have to feel the opposite state, and then from the opposite state will we understand the correct state. Again, I'll ask about Israel specifically. Previously we said that there is an attempt to create some kind of vaccine in Israel. So you're saying that the world expects Israel to set an example of how to rise above the ego and how to show an example, set an example for the rest of the countries. This is what they're supposed to do. First and foremost, Israel has to show an example, set an example that the good connection between us is the answer to all of our problems and troubles. And therefore, Israel will continue to experience all the problems and troubles that can be in the world until they will show the entire world that they overcome these problems by their connection. And since Israel are the most egoistic nation of all nations, then if they'll do it, then the world will see how much this method of connecting above the rejection, the hate, is the solution for all of mankind's problems. So what we have to create is some kind of an antidote, a vaccine of connection. Yeah. Now, economically wise, there is a world crisis. For example, the Capital Economics Research Institute in London says that the costs of the coronavirus will exceed $280 billion in the first 3 months of 2020. This is the expectancy of the damage that, the financial damage that this crisis will cause. Also, we have to take into consideration oil prices and everything that's going on with the stock markets and everything. So, how can mankind come out into something better out of this problem? Let's imagine all of mankind as one family. Suppose that really, in the past, I had a good, nice position, and I earned $1 million a month. The business went into bankruptcy, it collapsed, and today I'm making $1,000 a month. What am I supposed to do? So we immediately have to cut all of our expenses, necessarily, and to recalculate what are the most important things for us in life. So, of course, it's food and a good, calm life between us. We can't allow ourselves to fly all the time from place to place, and we can't allow ourselves to live like we did before, especially in Europe. But nature, through these blows, wants to bring us back into a balanced state, to live a family life, to think what's important for us in life, and not to fill our life with running around and with such goals that we just run around and confuse ourselves. But nature wants for us to think, what's really important in life? What goal? What purpose are we living for? And from this, we will actually feel that the blow is not a blow, but that it's actually a remedy for our life. That when we stop ourselves from trying to make more and more money and see some new places that I haven't seen before, that suddenly we permeate deeper into the meaning of life, and there we discover a new fulfillment, and that this fulfillment is eternal, that it opens the depth of our life, of our existence. And then we understand that this virus, this blow, is not a blow, that it's truly a new birth of a new life, of a new man that looks at life differently. I really hope that this is what we're advancing towards. And that we'll talk, suppose, in a year, and we'll be able to talk about this in a clearer way. What does this blow give mankind? I'm sure that it's bringing mankind only good things. Why are you so sure? Nature always wants to advance us towards a more perfect state, perfect, whole, complete. It has a plan, and it's very consistent in realizing this plan. And therefore, undoubtedly, that even though that it seems to us that we're in a clamps, but it's not a clamps. I actually see it as the loyal, trustworthy hands of Mother Nature, that this is how nature directs us towards the good. Nothing in nature happens just so, it's all directed, and the final result already exists in the initial thought, that our future good exalted state already exists and we have to attain it, and that now we're living in a very special, very important state, that through understanding, agreeing, by correctly using the opportunities that nature is giving us, by this we can help ourselves to shorten the time of the, let's call it, disease, and shift from disease to healing. And then we'll see ourselves in a good and nice way and say that, how good that it happened this way. And we'll discover greater and greater love, the greater and greater love that exists in nature, and I hope that from this we'll also learn how can we love each other. So what happens right now in all of mankind is something that we have to see as labor pains, and that will be an expectation of a happy, good birth, of a new state, but it's all up to us. Exactly. Thank you. You really helped me in adding the necessary correct words. Thank you.